Thanks to the new maps, Lisa Stevens now knows she needs to elevate her home in Little Egg Harbor 2 feet to comply with FEMA and New Jersey's advised elevations. 2 feet might not sound like much, but...
The cost is the cost. If you're going to raise 2 feet or you're going to raise 8 feet, you have to have an architect, obviously, an engineer report. You have to go through the same process.
So does it make financial sense to spend the $65,000 Stevens estimates it'll cost to lift the house? Or should she leave the house alone but pay a bit more in flood insurance because she's below the recommended height? To make that decision, Stevens needs to know what her insurance premiums would be at each elevation. On Monday, FEMA released a hotline to give people that very information.
And I actually did call the FEMA line to find out.
This is the National Flood Insurance Program.
And even they can't tell me at this point what it's going to be.
Stevens said they told her to try back next week. On Monday, FEMA's Bill McDonnell warned it could take a day or two to get things up and running. And
one caveat and disclaimer is that it's going to be an estimate, and it'll be on the information that that resident provides. So if the information that they provide to the person on the call is inaccurate, they may get an inaccurate estimation.
McDonnell also said the hotline might not have the new rates yet. The National Flood Insurance Program is still finalizing rates based on the new maps and on flood insurance reforms passed by Congress last summer. Those reforms phase out government subsidies for flood insurance.
If they don't have the chart with them as of right now, because they're still in the process of developing those new rates going forward, we will get them an answer in a timely manner.
So this becomes the next big question mark for many homeowners, the new focus of their attention and waiting. George Casimos is the founder of a Facebook group called Stop FEMA Now. The group has more than 4,700 followers. It lobbied for FEMA to shrink the size of the highest risk areas. So Casimos was largely happy with Monday's revisions.
It's a good first step. There's a lot more work to be done.
Under the new maps, Casimos is supposed to elevate his Toms River home to 8 feet above sea level. If he doesn't, his annual flood insurance premiums will eventually climb.
I don't have the exact number, but somewhere about $8,000.
Well, that's a lot better than the $30,000 it might have been under the old maps. Casimo says even these reduced rates are still unaffordable for many people.
It's just going to prolong foreclosure for a lot of people.
So Casimo says his fight is just getting started. His main goal? Getting Congress to roll back the flood insurance reforms from last year that are causing some of these increases.